I strongly agree with the statements that you just made. And in addition to your involvement here as the executive director of the International Council in support of Ukraine, you were also previously involved in serving as a special assistant and later on as a constituency assistant to a member of parliament. With your background in public service, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in pursuing a career in government? And at the same time, what is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in becoming an executive director of the International Council in Support of Ukraine when one day you move up?
Be passionate about what you do and pursue your dreams. I think those are very simple. Those are not very straightforward, but simple ideas that I can suggest. Public service is a very challenging, and yet it is a very rewarding experience. And the most rewarding thing about public service is the fact that, you know, you go home realizing that you have helped someone today, that you have actually received a tangible result today, that a person that came into your office or called your office today received an answer to their question, whether it may be about immigration or customs or something more trivial as a community initiative. I think it is impossible. It is very important to get involved for youth, to get involved within their community, to represent the interests of their respected community. And by community, I do not only mean cultural communities. I also mean, you know, it's the place where you live. It's the issues that you have in the area where you live, and it may be something as advocating for a local school or building a playground in your area, to something bigger as international projects, humanitarian projects abroad. So my biggest advice is to be passionate, to stay on top of the news, to get involved, to volunteer, to be active in general. I think this is very important. And listen, we live in a world that is so interconnected. Therefore, a local initiative can sometimes grow into a bigger project. So it never hurts to give it a try. And if you're wondering, you know, whether I should do it or whether I will be successful in doing something, it's better to try than not try and then regret.
Yeah, that's very true. And I strongly agree with you in terms of being, you know, committed and being passionate. About a few months ago, I decided that I wanted to cover, in the program, I wanted to provide more coverage about Poland. Because with my background, I'm obviously heavily involved with the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce in Toronto, but I also work as a Canada's NATO's podcast contributor and outreach coordinator at the NATO Association of Canada. I was a former program editor of the Global Horizons program, and I started at the NATO Association of Canada end of August, and I've been interviewing diplomats, government officials, scholars, academics, professionals, and members of the international community who are committed to making a significant difference by serving the communities that they're currently representing. So I can truly say that I think that being passionate and committed to, you know, serving the community is highly significant when you pursue a career in civil service. Education, too, is crucial. You know, obtaining that education, that understanding as to, you know, what is civil service? How can you serve the community? What can you do to make a difference? It's highly influential when you look at what something small can do for an association or an organization. And obviously, with my background, I completed my honors bachelor's degree in legal studies at the University of Waterloo. Then following that, I decided to complete my master's in government and public service at the University of Waterloo as well. And after obtaining a better understanding of the government and civil service, I then decided that I wanted to obtain an education in law, because it is so important to understand these various different components, whether it be government or law or international relations, when you're serving people. Everything comes together. So I completed Harvard Law School's executive education program, where I completed a diploma in negotiation and leadership. I think that people who are serving the community need to understand what it means to serve and to represent the community that they're serving. So obviously, with your background, I was fortunate to come across you as a result of being connected to you, thanks to Mr. Ted Opitz. I want to mention that obviously being an educated person is one thing, but using that knowledge that you have to make a difference is the thing that is the most important. Because there are a lot of people who have the knowledge, but will choose to do nothing with it. So in the world of international affairs, international relations, global affairs, diplomacy, having a voice and ensuring that people understand what is happening in the world, what can we do next to help people in need, is highly fundamental. And what is happening in Ukraine right now is a crisis. But people can come together and they can help. They can do many things. They can donate. They can volunteer their time with the International Council in support of Ukraine. They can send an email. They can ask questions. They can see what they can do in order to assist in any way possible. They can become educated about what is happening in Ukraine. They can look at various documentaries that are out there, like I mentioned, or watch films, like I mentioned, of Jenny Evanevsky's Winter on Fire, Ukraine's Fight for Freedom. And they can look at these movies, they can look at these films, and they can see the struggle that's ongoing in Ukraine. But becoming as educated as possible is important to coming up with a solution. And obviously, Ukraine should become a member of the European Union, and Ukraine should become a member of NATO.
Absolutely, and this is what we're, ICSU is advocating actively for. Our current president, Yurashenko, is a big advocate of Ukraine's integration into Euro-Atlantic community, NATO, and the EU. I think there is, we all agree in the International Council, that there is no other way and there is no other path for Ukraine but to integrate with the European community, because Ukraine historically belongs to the European family of nations. We share the same values. We share and we aspire to Western countries where law is respected, the supremacy of law is not questioned, people's human rights and dignity are respected. This is the only way for a country in the 21st century to prosper. The times of kleptocracy and dictatorship are over. Ukraine has experienced itself being one of the countries occupied by the Soviet Union, how dictatorship does not bring about any prosperity to people. And the whole idea and notion of socialism and equality do not work. So for us, it is important to get the message out there and to educate everybody who wants to get educated. It's part of our mandate to spread the word about Ukraine and persuade people that the only way forward for Ukraine is for it to be transformed into a European nation that respects the law, that elects its leaders because they agree with their platform, not because they're subjugated or they have no other choice but to vote for the people who appear on the ballot. These are the fundamentals, and these are the building blocks for the future of Ukraine, I think. And we're very proud of our youth that is receiving education abroad and coming back to Ukraine to help build this new nation, that is not corrupt, that understands the value of European integration.